The city of Asheville goes by another name, Altamont. That's how it appeared in a book by early 20th century writer Thomas Wolfe. He called the place home, but not in an especially fond way. His novel, Look Homeward, Angel, about a young writer trying to break free of his small town and family, was largely autobiographical and brought him literary acclaim. A new film, which takes place in New York, called Genius, portrays Wolfe and his working relationship with his editor. As actor Jude Law got ready to fill Wolfe's literary shoes, it wasn't the big city he had to go to fully understand the writer. It was Asheville, and one place in particular there. Walk up to the childhood home of Thomas Wolfe, and the first thing you notice is a wraparound porch that goes on for days, with rocking chairs swaying in the breeze.
Thomas Wolfe, in an interview, recalled seeing rocking chairs on porches of houses all over Asheville, and he thought that they were symbolic of the restlessness in our blood.
That's Tom Muir. He's the manager of the Thomas Wolfe Memorial State Historic Site, which includes Thomas Wolfe's childhood home. The author's name is plastered all over the city now. After all, he's Asheville's prodigal son. He returned and was warmly embraced before he died in 1938. But that wasn't before he burned a few bridges and was exiled for about 8 years of his life, an unfortunate reality any author faces when they use their own life, and those in it, as material for their novels. Wolfe's mother bought the house called Old Kentucky Home in 1906 and ran it as a boarding house. It's a beautiful yellow Victorian structure. Muir describes it as an island of the past surrounded by modern Asheville.
Welcome to Old Kentucky Home.
Walk inside the old boarding house, which is open to the public for tours, and it's full of actual furniture and decor from the Wolfe family. And it's full of stories, some happy, but more sad. The youngest of eight children, this is where Wolfe spent formative years of his life. And it's also an important character in Wolfe's first novel, Look Homeward, Angel.
I sometimes wonder if Thomas Wolfe would appreciate this house being his memorial.
Because this house is complicated for Wolfe. He never had a room to call his own. Where he slept depended on how many boarders were staying there. Muir persuaded producers of the film Genius to send Jude Law to Asheville. He said if Law wanted to truly understand what it would be like to play the role of Wolfe, grit and all, he'd have to come here, even though the film takes place in New York.
He had a lot of resentment, and he had things that he had to get off of his chest when he wrote Look Homeward, Angel, and that is an important part of the man that he becomes, and that longing for home and not being able to go home and having
complicated,
that
right?
Resentment.
Touring the house, you'll pass by the kitchen, the dining room, the parlor where weddings took place, as did family wakes.
This is where Thomas Wolfe's body will lay before the funeral at the Presbyterian Church and his last ride to Riverside Cemetery.
Upstairs is a room that is sacred ground for Wolfe. It's where his beloved brother Ben died from the Spanish influenza. He describes that scene in Look Homeward, Angel this way. All those uncertain murmurs of waste and confusion fading now from the bright windows of his eyes. He passed instantly, scornful and unafraid, as he had lived into the shades of death.
I get choked up every time I get to that part of the story. And I've read Look Homeward, Angel over and over again, and I have the trouble telling the story in this room.
As much heartache as in this house, it shaped Wolfe into the author and person he became, someone who could make horrible moments both beautiful and meaningful. Genius premiered in Berlin earlier this year and has been getting some mixed reviews, which is no surprise to Muir. Everyone's a critic. Still, he sees the film as nothing but a positive opportunity for the legacy of Thomas Wolfe.
Because people are at long last going to get to see Thomas Wolfe in a movie, and if they want to have some historically accurate information, then they can put on their bucket list to come to the Thomas Wolfe Memorial.
Genius came to American theaters on June 10th in a limited release. Smaller markets like Asheville have to wait a little while longer to see the city's native son on the big screen. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Asheville.